Hello and welcome to today's news podcast powered by China Daily. I'm Fidel Kizito and I'll be your host for today's episode where we tackle various topics, including the latest development from the United Nations. China's current top ambassador to the UN, Zhang Jun, has announced his impending departure from the office at the end of March. Zhang, who has served as permanent representative for the People's Republic of China to the United Nations since 2019, has expressed gratitude for the opportunity to represent his country at the international stage. He emphasized the significance of his tenure, describing it as a great honor and a memorable experience. Zhang highlighted China's evolving role as a global leader for peace development and process, reaffirming the country's commitment to fostering unity and cooperation on the world stage. As Zhang bids farewell to his UN post, he expressed confidence in China's continued contributions to global peace and stability. Zhang's departure comes at a crucial juncture for China's diplomatic efforts, particularly in light of the ongoing tensions with Western powers and regional challenges in Asia. During his tenure, Zhang played a key role in advancing China's priorities at the UN, including advocating for multilateralism, addressing climate change, and promoting sustainable development. His departure marks the end of an era for China's diplomatic representations at the UN, but his successor will inherit a legacy of engagement and commitment to international cooperation. In his farewell address, Zhang underscored the importance of unity and collaboration in addressing global challenges. He emphasized China's commitment to upholding the principle of the UN Charter and contribution to the common good of humanity. Zhang expressed confidence in the future of China-UN relations, noting the possible trajectory of bilateral cooperation in recent years. As he prepares to return to China, Zhang thanks his colleagues at the UN for their support and cooperation, expressing hope for continued progress and prosperity in the years ahead. In other diplomatic news, a Chinese envoy has issued a warning against tightening of sanctions on the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. Geng Shuang, China's deputy permanent representative to the United Nations, cautioned against escalating tensions on the Korean Peninsula, emphasizing the need for constructive dialogue and mutual trust. Geng stressed that increasing sanctions and military posturing will only exacerbate the situation, hindering efforts to achieving lasting peace and stability in the region. China has called for a rational and pragmatic approach to addressing the issues on the Korean Peninsula, urging all parties to prioritize political settlements and dialogue. Despite the recent challenges, China remains committed in promoting peace and stability in Northeast Asia, emphasizing the importance of cooperation and diplomacy in resolving regional conflicts. The situation on the Korean Peninsula has been a long-standing concern for the international community, with tensions often escalating due to North Korea's nuclear ambitions and provocative actions. China, a key stakeholder in the region, has played a constructive role in facilitating dialogue and de-escalating tensions. However, the recent developments, including the breakdown of diplomatic talks and the imposition of harsher sanctions, have raised concerns about the prospects of peace and stability in Northeast Asia. As tensions persist, China has called for a renewed effort to engage with all parties involved and seek peaceful solutions to long-standing issues on the Korean Peninsula. Turning our attention to Taiwan-US relations, China has voiced opposition to military collaboration between the Taiwan region and the United States. Foreign Ministry spokesman Li Jian emphasized the importance of adhering to One China principle and refraining from actions that could undermine regional stability. Lin's remarks come in response to reports of an upcoming visit by Taiwan's Navy chief to the United States, raising concerns about potential escalations in tensions. China has urged the United States to respect its commitment to the One China principle and refrain from engaging in activities that could fuel separatist sentiments in Taiwan. As tension persists in the Taiwan Strait, China remains steadfast in its commitment to safeguarding its territorial integrity and promoting peaceful reunification. The issue of Taiwan has long been a sensitive topic in China-US relations, with Beijing viewing Taiwan as an integral part of its territory and opposing any attempts to challenge its sovereignty. The United Nations has meanwhile maintained an unofficial relations with Taiwan and provided military support to the island, promoting backlash from Beijing. As tensions continue to simmer, both sides must tread carefully to avoid escalating confrontations and risking stability in the region. China has called for dialogue and peaceful negotiations to address the Taiwan issue, emphasizing the importance of respecting the principle and sovereignty and territorial integrity. Shifting our focus to economic developments, South China's Guangdong province is poised to drive economic growth and innovation in the coming year.
Governor Wang Wisong outlined the province's ambitious goal of achieving a 5% economic growth rate and fostering new productive forces. Guangdong, a key hub for foreign trade and manufacturing, aims to enhance its global competitiveness and expand its international market reach. With a key focus on technological innovation and industrial transformation, the province seeks to bolster key sectors such as new energy vehicles and advanced manufacturing. Additionally, Guangdong is committed to promoting sustainable development and leveraging digitalization to drive industrial growth. As one of China's leading economic engines, Guangdong plays a pivotal role in advancing the country's economic goals and contributing to global prosperity. Guangdong's economic ambitions reflect China's broader strategy for sustained development and innovation-driven growth. Guangdong's focus on innovation and digitization aligns with China's broader efforts to promote high-quality development and foster a more innovation-driven economy. By leveraging its strength in manufacturing, technology, and trade, Guangdong aims to position itself as a global leader in innovation and economic development. In discussions on artificial intelligence governance, experts emphasize the importance of ethical considerations and international considerations. At the Bao Forum of Asia, experts underscored the need for evidence-based policies and collaborative frameworks to address the challenges posed by AI developments. Secretary General of the Organizations for Economic Cooperation and Development, Matthias Kornmann, highlighted the importance of balancing economic growth and ethical AI practices. Meanwhile, Li Qiong Mu of Seoul National University emphasized the role of regulations and guidelines in ensuring responsible AI use. As AI technologies continues to evolve, anti-governmental cooperation and ethical consideration will be crucial in shaping the future of AI governance. It's now clearer than ever across the world that the rise of artificial intelligence presents both opportunities and challenges. For more on the international news updates, please visit our website www.chinadaily.com/cn.